Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. Baruch Hashem, Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. I just want to spend some time worshiping you today. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty, King of the universe, my King, my Savior, El Shaddai, Elohim, my Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, my bright and morning star, my Savior. And I hope you can join in with my time of worship at the moment. Make it yours. Lord, you are He who makes me lost for words. You, Lord Jesus, who takes my breath away. You are the one I adore. You are the one I love. You are my reason for living. And I say that very truthfully, Lord, because sometimes life is hard. Jesus, you own every beat of my heart. Every breath I take is because of you. I open my eyes in the morning because of you. I take on the day because of you. Because you said, live. So I live. I rejoice because of you. And I praise because of you. And you even allow me to sing your praises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My heart is yours, Lord Jesus, and I ask you to spend me. You say that I am precious to you, so I ask you to spend me, Lord. Use me in whatever way I can be of value to you, Lord. I desire to be known as in you. Let your heartbeat be my heartbeat. At one time, one day, I bowed down and asked you to send me, Lord, and you did. I had no idea of what that would cost, but I say, Lord, I would do it all again. My life is yours. I say with the disciples, where else would I go? I am elated that you make your face and your countenance to shine upon me and that you give me your peace. I cry when I try to picture the fact that you went to the cross for me. You allowed yourself to be beaten, the skin to be ripped off your back, the flesh to be ripped off your back, your blood to be poured out, your face to be bruised, a crown to pierce your head. Oh, but then I turn and rejoice, 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 because you chose to do that for me. I rejoice because you are victorious, forever glorious. Your name is Jesus. You are the Lord. All hail the Lamb, enthroned on high. Lord, your name shall be our battle cry. You reign victorious, forever glorious. Your name is Jesus. You are the Lord. You are the lily of the valley. You are the rose of Sharon. And I declare, let everything that hath breath praise you, Lord. Lord, let me be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear, Lord Jesus. When you hear my name, let it bring you joy. Let it be of good report. I pour my heart out to you, my Jesus. I give you all that I am. Thank you for joining me in just a few moments of worship, of praise, of adoration to the Lord. But in the anointing of that praise and adoration, I was given a prophetic word by a trusted lady of the prophetic. And I cannot keep it silent any longer. And I have to say that during these last few weeks, I believe that what she has said is true. And the word of the Lord that she gave me was that the Lord was saying, Have I got your attention? That is what the Lord had put on our heart. He was saying to us as a people, to a nation, as a nation, as his church, as his people, as his called out ones, as his chosen ones, as his body, he was saying to us, have I got your attention? Have I got your attention now? He's saying it to the whole world, to everybody in the world, those who know him, those who don't know him. Almighty God. And I repeat it on the word of this trusted lady, prophetic voice, a trumpet for the Lord. The Lord is saying, have I got your attention now? Because he has touched the world in such a way that it could not ever have been done before. Everything that can be shaken has been shaken. And it's to expose what is in us. He already knows. Is to expose to us what is in us. We are going forward. This is a supernatural time. And we are going forward in a supernatural time. You are sustained if you put your trust in him. That is why he gave us his word. That is why he calls us now. We cry out, Lord, we want the supernatural. Well, this is it. So, Lord, you are Almighty God, and I declare that you are transparent. You are as waters that separate the heavens, like clear, cool water. You are everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting. You are everything. You are the bread of life. So, I am eager and I am keen as the bride to get myself ready. So I say right now, I say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender to you. I surrender to your word. I ask you, Lord Jesus, please keep me in a place where my stinky ways are recognized and changed, where you will show me my stinky ways so that I can change them. Because the more I allow you to change me, the closer I can get to you. And I want to be close to you, Jesus. I want to be one of the five wise, not one of the five foolish. To be a wheat and not a tear. As far as it is possible for me to do. Lord, to be a sheep and not a goat. Lord, you tell us in Revelation to be overcomers. To him who overcomes, I will. So, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting your word. I put all that I am in you, because your word says that to be an overcomer is the overcoming victorious life, is the only kind that satisfies the soul and qualifies for spiritual success in this world. I ask that, Lord. And I ask because you say that if you overcoming is overcoming a problem or a feeling, and if you successfully deal with it and control it, you overcome. In the Webster Dictionary, it says a person who overcomes something is one who succeeds in dealing with or gaining control of some problem or difficulty. Lord, I want to be one of those who overcomes. Lord, I declare and I lift up your name again. And in giving my heart to you, I declare I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth, recount, and tell aloud all your marvelous works and wonderful deeds. I will rejoice in you and be in high spirits. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Rejoice in the Lord. O you uncompromisingly righteous, you upright in right standing with God. For praise is becoming and appropriate for those who are upright in heart. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with a loud and joyful sound. For the word of the Lord is right. and all his work is done in faithfulness. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My life makes boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Make a joyful noise unto God, all the earth. I encourage you, make a joyful noise unto God, all the earth. Sing forth the honor and glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, tell him how awesome and fearfully glorious are your works. Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves to you. All the earth shall bow down to you and sing praises to you. They shall praise your name in the song. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Hallelujah. I encourage you to sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Sound the timbrel, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon, on the feast day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the Lord, the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have wrought salvation for him. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy. Yes, sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the harp and the voice of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know, perceive, recognize, and understand with approval that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, not we ourselves, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and say so to him. Bless and affectionately praise his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. Hallelujah, Lord. We continue to bless you and praise you. Lord, we thank you that you speak to our hearts, you speak to our minds, and we thank you, Lord, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me. Bless his holy name. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of his benefits. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life and let it